Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Welcome to our newest segment. You're now listening to the California Golden Bearcast 89 Blitz. This is our short form podcast where we just talk about one specific topic or story that we found interesting during the week. And it's a quick hitter, something under 10 minutes, hopefully under 10 minutes. I am one of your co-hosts, Rob, of course, alongside me, as always, is Andy. Andy, how are you doing today?
I'm going to put it out there. Any listeners want to take a stab at why we called it the 89 Blitz? Hit us up on the airwaves, Twitter, Clubhouse, TikTok. We're fancy now.
Yeah. Phone in.
Give us a call, old-fashioned way. Shoot us a fax if you know how to use the fax machine.
Long time, first time. 94.9 the game. But our first one, if you didn't read the title, we're going to talk about the Aaron Rodgers stuff that happened all over draft day. We have been not potting for like a month, which I think was a good hiatus for the both of us. I think it was perfect for us to reset. But now we are back, and we have a lot to talk about. So we're going to start with, of course, Aaron Rodgers stuff. So if you didn't hear, if you've been living under a rock and do not follow the NFL, Aaron Rodgers, on the day of the draft, news breaks that he does not want to be in Green Bay anymore. He does not want to return. And this story like bubbled up like a few weeks before, like a month or like right after the season ended, and then went quiet. And then on the day of the draft, Adam Schefter's like, yeah, he wants out. Like he doesn't want to go back to Green Bay. And then all of a sudden there's this mad scramble of articles that you see go up about who could trade for Rodgers, what packages could you draw on draft day. Everyone's thinking the Niners is going to make that move. And then I think Lynch came out after the draft. Did he come out after the draft or before, where he said, we tried, but it didn't make sense?
No, it was the night before. So what happened, my understanding is what Schefter ended up going on to say was that Rodgers was under the perception that he was being traded to the 49ers. So he was coming to San Francisco. And then Lynch came out, I think maybe the day before the draft, maybe the night before, and was like, yeah, we tried, but they laughed us out of the room. And then you get followed up by the Rodgers is like, he's out and doesn't want to come back. And then it was like pandemonium. I was like, trade everything. Who cares? Get, you know, just
bring him home.
Bring him to the Bay. And just madness of who are they going to, what are they thinking in Green Bay? What are they? Who are they going to draft? You know, it was just madness.
Yeah, and then now the stories are like that he's not returning to Green Bay no matter what, right? He's like, he's done playing for that team. So now, I don't know what you do. Like, if you throw on your NFL GM hat for a second, we're not an NFL pod, but we might as well talk about it. Like, if you're an NFL GM, if you're the Packers GM, you lost all your leverage with draft picks because you should have done that right before the draft if you wanted that draft capital. Now you don't have that. Now you have to trade four specific players and make it work financially. I don't know if there's a team out there that can trade and put enough contracts together that would offset or even close to offsetting what Rodgers makes.
I think if I'm the Packers GM right now, I'm polishing up my resume and cover letter because you nailed it. The entire leverage that you had with teams that would have been willing to fork out first round picks of, you know, this year, and being able that you have all that evaluation done, that was your opportunity. And they're sticking to this, like, we want Aaron Rodgers here, but it's so dumb. Because they already put themselves in this position by keeping him out of key strategic decisions, drafting Jordan Love. And then I think the straw that broke the camel's back was having a coach that literally didn't go for it on fourth down and kicked a field goal to, you know, be down 8. It's the dumbest thing ever. And I think
the cherry on top to that statement is his Jeopardy run, where they asked him why did they kick the field goal, and he says, "You and me both, buddy." And it's like that's where, for me, that was like, okay, he's willing to talk about it.
Yeah,
he's willing to.
That was very honest and not something that you usually would want to say about an employer that you go back to. So for his part of it, I think he's out in Maui right now. He's got a new fiance.
I think they're engaged. Yeah. Yep.
And looks really happy. But the big thing, you know, for me as the Packers organization, if I'm the GM, it's like you're now reacting to this so late and trying to, you know, make this work. I would look at Julio Jones. That's what I would do. Julio makes the dumbest move ever, but I also think it's really on Shannon Sharp, who called up his friend and then put him on speakerphone and didn't tell him he was on live television, which is one of the most.
I want your take. Was that staged, or do you think that was like for real candid?
Impossible for me to know. It looked pretty damn candid, and Julio did not speak as though he was on national television. And then it did seem like it hit him later that he might be on TV, and he tried to walk some of that back. Yeah. So that's why I think it was probably pretty candid. It's so funny. Just, you know, Skip Bayless shouldn't be on TV, but bam, Shannon Sharp, sheesh. So that's what I would try and do. Now you're in that position where it's like, okay, who's the talent that's available right now? We have very muddy water Deshaun Watson in Houston that I don't know if you can handle that
PR whatever, on your hands,
whatever PR, no. That is, which looks like a tremendous amount of like very awful behavior at best. That's your best case scenario. That's your B option. And then I think your A option is, hey, there's a once in a generational talent at wide receiver that we might be able to pair up with our wide receivers. And hey, I was the idiot that decided to draft Jordan Love when I had Aaron Rodgers on my team, so I better be confident in him. Otherwise, I'm still working on my resume at the same time. Drafted Jordan Love while had Aaron Rodgers.
You got that Google tab pulled up. Mock drafts, NFL mock drafts. Everyone thought I was going to make this pick, which is why I made this pick.
Yeah. And that's what I would do. I think that's...
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
That's how you salvage them. But I don't think they'll do that. What do you think?
I think you have to appease, like, if you're really dead set on Aaron coming back, like, you have to appease him in any way possible. And you could have easily put this all to bed if you drafted an offensive skill player in the first round of the NFL draft, which they did not do. So, or even did they take a second round offensive player? They might have. But you haven't taken, that's the big thing for me. I hate that whole, like, draft thing, because a first rounder doesn't guarantee you success, but it raises the floor of the talent that you're going to be having in your room, right? Or on your team. And to not draft a single first round wide receiver while you had Aaron Rodgers, while not making any blockbuster trades where you had to throw away first round picks, right? It's not like they threw the farm and got, you know, DeSean Jackson in his prime and then was like, yeah, we don't have any first rounders to spend on wide receivers like that, but we got you, DeSean. Like, they have no trade comp like that. Like, yeah, Davante Adams became a number one wide receiver in the NFL, but you guys lucked out that he became one from such a low draft pick. Like, the likelihood of low draft picks like that turning into all pros is significantly low. So you just got to do whatever you can to appease Aaron Rodgers with. Like, there's the slight comparison is like Harry Kane, who's probably one of the world's greatest strikers in world football for Tottenham. News drops before the final game of the season that he wants out. Like, he doesn't want to be here anymore because they're not winning titles. He doesn't feel supported. The guy grew up in that youth system. He's a lifelong Tottenham fan, and now he wants out, turning into his prime at 27. And what does the interim manager come out and say when the reporters ask him if he's leaving? He says, we're focused on the season and ending strong right now. If that doesn't tell you he's already out the door, I don't know what does. And that's kind of where Aaron Rodgers is at right now. Like, all the reports are he's gone. He doesn't want to go back. And the only reason I'm hesitant to think, and maybe this is the bias in me, but I'm hesitant to think Aaron Rodgers is that much of an asshole to go publicly with that before he actually went to the team and was like, I want out, right? He probably gave them due diligence and was like, hey, I want out. Take as much time as you need, but I don't want to be here. I want to move on. At least the least you could do, you know, is respect my decision. I feel like that conversation had to have happened to a certain degree. Like, he didn't just come out and, like, his agent just told his agent, leak the news. Like, tell everyone I want out, except the team. Don't tell the team I want out, but tell everyone else.
I don't think so, just because of the way that the events transpired with the news that he thought he was going to the 49ers. I think in that case, he would have been involved in that.
Yeah.
So that's why. But I would counter a couple of the things slightly that you said.
Sure.
One, on the Packers, they do have a really good track record of drafting super well and not, like, I remember it was a few years ago, but, like, their team was, like, almost all homegrown picks. Like, everybody. And that was, like, kind of their reputation. So I feel like there was a hesitancy there. And the league has changed a bit. Sports have changed. The NBA has changed. You're seeing players shift markets. You're seeing the shift in college football. You're seeing the shift in the NFL. You're seeing players take control of their careers much more so now. But at the time, the Packers were just, like, this homegrown machine of talent. It's amazing. But as that shifted away, yeah, they didn't. I mean, I think that I criticize the Jordan Love pick much more heavily than this year's, because where did they get whooped in the playoffs this year?
Corner, yeah.
Yeah, so they went DB. All right, that's fine. You know, I thought, like, I thought that, but this draft, too, had a ton of wide receiver talent that got pushed down.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the high volume of quarterbacks that went.
Mm-hmm.
Everything got pushed down. Good guards, like, good O-linemen. Everybody, like, there was this plethora. Actually, kind of, like, right where they were picking of, like, really good talent.
Yeah, right in the teens.
So I think they could have gone DB, come back in late first, Niners do that decent amount.
Yeah.
Get that late first, early second, and come in with a really good wide receiver that got pushed down because so many teams were prioritizing quarterbacks. And they didn't do it. So their track record is terrible with him. And, like, I know a lot of Packers fans are like, oh, we're tired of this. Like, first of all, you guys are tired of this? Like, you haven't even dealt with anything. You guys have had, like, four quarterbacks your entire history. Like, calm down. And then, secondly, like, he's been a stand-up member of your community for, like, literally his entire career. Like, going to Wisconsin games, like, going to Bucks games, taking ownership in local sports franchises, like, being a member of the community. Like, are you serious? Like, this is what did it for you? Like, 3 months of unhappiness after you literally watched your head coach go for it, or sorry, kick a field goal to go down eight at, like, the eight-yard line? Was it even eight? I'm, like, trying to...
I think it was under five. I'm pretty sure it felt like it was under five. But it's, yes, your point still stands.
Dumbest thing ever. No, I think it was eight. Sports fans are crazy in the sense that, like, your short-term memory, it's all short-term. But, like, are we serious right now? This guy's been unbelievable for you guys. So, look, if you guys are really done with him and you don't want him anymore, right into the Packers... Tell him to ship him out to this place called San Francisco with all of us that are vaccinated. We like it out here. And we'll take him. We'll even give you a third round pick for him. Just right on in to your GM, to your ownership. You guys are all shareholders, right? Right on in. We want him to go to San Francisco for a third round pick. I think I know an organization that might be willing to pull the trigger. And guess what we'll give you in return? Well, a third round pick. But I would also might even throw in Jimmy G just for the heck of it.
I'll give you two quarterbacks. I'll give you Jimmy G and Trey Lance.
Keeping Trey Lance. They missed their shot on Trey Lance. We're keeping Trey Lance now. It's too late. I like Trey. We got the Treys in the Bay.
The Trey area.
That works on so many levels.
It does.
It works on Warriors. It works on Niners.
Too many levels here in the Bay Area. Well... I think that's enough talk about Aaron Rodgers. Thank you all for listening to our 89 Blitz. And if you see more of these, enjoy listening to them because they're short one-hitters. And we'll see you in the next pod.
Go Bears.
Go Bears.